Well, hi. I will talk about the influence of data availability in use and the use of failed transfer functions. I think all of us use hydrological models, and these hydrological models need many parameters like soil hydraulic properties, physical properties of soil, soil water retention curves that it could be estimated by failed transfer functions, or it could be estimated by Wangen-Ursten parameters, and we have the whole soil water retention curves. And sometimes they need meteorological data like precipitation and wind, but this meteorological data is easily obtained by the government sometimes. While I focus on soil hydraulic properties, because commonly they are time consuming and very expensive in the lab or in the field, and we need to predict in, and we use pedal transfer function for predicting. Pedal transfer functions are developed by different soil databases, and it is very interesting to test how it works in different soils across the world. What are the objectives of my work? Well, I use hydrus with three different approaches. In first place, we use hydrus with the, all the data that they need. We measure this data. And in the second place, we use hydrus coupled with Rosetta, and we complete the data with pedal transfer functions. In different ways, we compare the different pedal transfer functions, and then we use the Wangen-Ursten parameters that we obtain from hydrus. Then at your left, you can see the, well, the main parameters that hydrus need for run. Well, what we can do, what we do, we made a field campaign. We take three soils from central Chile in South America with different textural class. As you can see, it's clay loam, sandy clay loam, and sandy loam soils. We measure in terrain the saturated hydraulic conductivity with this equipment. It takes about 1 or 2 hours. And then we take the samples to the lab. We measure the particle size distribution, the bulk density, and organic matter. We measure the soil water retention curves with two different approaches. In first place, we use the plate to obtain field capacity and permanent wilting point. And in second place, we use the evaporation and vapor method, as you can see with the HyProbe. HyProbe is work, well, actually for 1 or 2 weeks, and they measure the water retention at different suction, but you can say what is the correct suction. You can say the whole time series. Well, and in second place, we use the hydrus model in three approaches. First, with real data, we obtain the parameters of Wangen-Ursten from fitting in the hydrus. You can see that these are the parameters, and this is the fitting. We have the fitting for retention, the conductivity, and the relation between conductivity and water content. Then we use classical pedal transfer functions, in this case, Rolls from 1983. And in last place, we develop a new pedal transfer function based on Rolls 1983 and use it to predict field capacity and wilting point, and then put this value in hydrus and Rosetta. We simulate 1 year with meteorological data from Chile. We use the precipitation and wind velocity. What we have in terms of water content for sandy clay loam soils, we have the black line that represents the real data, the measured data in the lab with HyProbe, and the blue line is the predicted value. At the left, we have the predicted data with pedal transfer function from Rolls from 1983, and at the right, we have our pedal transfer function that we developed in the lab. As you can see, high values are relatively well predicted, but lower values are not predicted in both cases, the pedal transfer function from Rolls and our pedal transfer function. Sorry. As you can see, the statistic values are very well, but we already know the fitting of these two curves. The second soil was clay loam soil. As you can see, all functions overestimate all water retention across the year. You can see the first pedal transfer function from RAL at your left is very overestimated. Lower values are overestimated, and we can use our pedal transfer functions. The values are overestimated too. You can see the statistic values as D or the error are very low and is not a well fitting. And the last soil was the sandy loam soil. And you can see the blue line, that is the predicted value for Bell transfer function from Rawls, is underestimate higher and lower values, the blue line. But when we use our pedal transfer functions, the fitting is very well because we can predict higher values of water retention across the year and lower values are well predicted. That is so good. You can see the statistic values and the difference between the first pedal transfer functions from Rawls and our pedal transfer function is very well. As you can remember, we use this pedal transfer function for predicting the Van Gennep system parameter in Rosetta that is coupled with hydrus. In terms of soil water retention curves, we can see the clay loam soil, the first graph previously. We can see the shape is very similar to the original data, that's the blue line with the points, but this is overestimated at lower suction and at higher suction. In case of sandy soil, we can see a little difference because with sandy loam soils, the value N in Van Gennep-Ulstein equation is different and the shape of curve is changing. You can see at higher suction the water retention is overestimated, but at lower suction this value is underestimated. This is on your right. In the middle graph we can see the sandy clay loam soils and we can see the same effect, but the N value of Van Gennep-Ulstein equation is very similar and the shape of the curve is maintained. Also, we can see there are some many points at the left for clay loam soil, the black dots. You can see it's probably effect of hysteresis in the hyprobe, but we don't prove it yet. In terms of saturated hydraulic conductivity, as you can remember, we measured this value in the field. And for clayey soils, the lab estimation is very overestimated. You can see almost 4 times higher. But for sandy soil, this is inverse. You can see that the lab estimation is underestimated, but in different order of magnitude. For sandy clay soil loams, is even 6 times lower, but for sandy loam soil, is only the half. These two soils are underestimated. Well, summarizing, in terms of soil water retention curves, we have is for clayey soil, soil water retention curve is overestimated when you use Rosetta and pedal transfer function to predict soil water retention at wilting point and field capacity. But for sandy soils, we can see that there are two effects. A lower suction water content is underestimated when you use Rosetta and pedal transfer function, but at higher suction, this water content is overestimated. But it depends what type of sandy soil to use. In terms of 1 year of simulation, we have the worst prediction is for clayey soil. As you can remember, all values are overestimated. The higher values are very overestimated, but for sandy soil, the difference in the prediction depends on pedal transfer function. We must take care about what is the pedal transfer function that we choose. But at lower values, these parameters are sometimes underestimated, and this can be help you for development of new irrigation system. So this underestimation is not so sad. I want to say thanks for my government for the support. Thank you so much.
We do have time for a few questions. I have one.
Yeah.
You mentioned hysteresis as one way to explain the differences between the different textures. Is there anything else that you could think of that might explain the different patterns that you saw with water content and KSAT? So aside from hysteresis, is there something else that might explain?
Yes, it's probably that hysteresis could be explained, that parameter, but I'm not sure because we only see the hysteresis in the soil water retention. And we don't prove this effect in the hydraulic conductivity. And the predictions or the fitting of the Van Gennep system parameters in the program is different for water content and soil hydraulic conductivity. So the hydraulic conductivity is not measured by the system. It was measured by another equipment in the lab with unsaturated soil.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you can find the filter functions with your data, and then you can run the simulations and compare results.
Yeah.
You could do that. You can calibrate your model. You
yeah.
can just time series.
Yeah.
So do you have any feeling what would be better? Is it better to get
Well, I think that both methodologies are right, but we don't have all the database. And when you don't have the whole database, you need the transfer function for PET. In this way, you have to use PET transfer functions. We have developed new PET transfer functions for predicted missing parameters in the database. And then we have to measure these parameters in the field for calibrate these PET transfer functions.
It might be that I missed that point, but I did not understand how many measurements are in the database. You look on these left measurements here. How many measurements do you have?
We have three soils
yeah.
with different textures, and we measure this on for hydraulic conductivity three times. But for the other parameters, it's only once because you put the soil in the hyper, and you only measure this retention one time.
Okay, so you didn't try to repeat the measurements 10 times, 10 times?
No, for these curves, no.
And it was undisturbed soil?
Yes. Or, well, for water retention, it's disturbed soils because this is what the equipment required, but for hydraulic conductivity, was undisturbed soil. Because Rosetta needs fill capacity and wilting point, and we made a fair compare. Because we measure fill capacity and wilting point with plates, and then we have to compare how Rosetta performs with hydros. And we compare the same models.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You can advance it.
Yeah.